Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the KT Talk Show, formerly known as Connect with KT. I have been away for a couple of weeks. I recorded several episodes last month, and this month before, we're going to end with a bang with my guests. Esty. She is a relationship photographer, which I found extremely interesting. You know, we all know about photography, we know about relationships, but putting those two together is quite unique and fun. And I would love, you know, and Esty, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? You know, tell us a little bit about your story, because you have a great story. And then, you know, let's jump into the photography.
Hey, Kitty, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here talking with you. And about myself, what should I say? I've been in New Jersey my whole life, besides for those 2 years that I went to college in England. I left school at 16. I was like fed up of the school system and just taking tests and having more homework. That I did my GED, got my high school diploma from the government style, had my class still having 2 more years till they could get theirs. And I went to study in England, because in England they finish school at 16 and that's when they start college. So I was the same age as them and it worked perfectly.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Right. It's also something I didn't know until I went into it. I was like, okay, enough of school. What else can I do? I can't really go to college at 18. I wasn't super interested in going to college my whole life. Like I said, I didn't want to. But if it was a replacement instead of going to school, I preferred that. Plus, it's in England and you get a whole different experience. There's people from all over the world and I learned about new cultures and I made friends. And then let's say last year, my friend from South Africa got married. So I got to go to South Africa, you know, things that just won't usually would have happened.
Right. Oh my gosh. South Africa. Come on now. Nobody goes to South Africa. Because
going there and it's winter while here it was summer, and having to find winter clothing beforehand, wedding dresses and winter colors. And it was just the whole thing, but it's so cool. And what they consider fancy or posh, as they say, you know, mm-hmm. And it's okay, we do things really differently, but it was really interesting.
So cool.
Yeah. And while I was in college, I rented a studio to do photography there, because I was been doing photography probably my whole life, I would say. I probably got paid since I was 12. I would have do family portraits and things like that, modeling sometimes. So when I was in college, besides for studying art that I did there, I decided to I might as well do more photography. I love this. People loved it. And I got to practice there. And then I came home and I went into photography. I went into what is called relationship photography. Now, if you never heard of it, well, obviously you didn't, because that's a term I made up.
Yeah, right. That's why I was relationships and photography, but the two together, you know, never heard of that, right?
Right. I just needed something to call it. And I think it sounds, and I love it, because it's really intriguing and people always want to know what it is. So I was okay, that was one name I got right, because companies called Life Picks, which is okay-ish, but you hear relationship photography and it's okay, that's interesting. So basically what we do is really, really cool is I work with couples to help them get to their ultimate state of whatever emotion they want. So love, intimacy, connection, whatever they want. We take pictures of them in that state. And then they choose their favorite picture to hang up on the wall like a vision board. Mm-hmm. And they have it there. They sets their mind in the right direction. And then we take it even further and we journal about it with the non-dominant hand to overcome those blockages and find out what's in their way, how could they go and do it, and really get that relationship that they want.
Awesome. So, and you know, we show our emotions through photography, but you also, and I also know that you went to school for psychology. So did you kind of intertwine those together and then just use that practice? Or like, how did you come up with the journaling and writing all that? I'm just curious because I literally have no idea how this works.
Yeah, like it literally just happened one thing at a time. So I came back from England. I was there for 2 years. I transferred my credits. It wasn't like a complete degree, an American degree. Mm-hmm. So I finished off that degree in psychology. So it's not a psychology degree, like specializes in psychology.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, I was like always interested in psychology. So I found that really interesting. And I was just like, had that knowledge. I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to need it. It will just be cool. And then when I was started doing this relationship photography, it was just that I would meet them. We would like discuss different things, have the photo shoot. They would choose their pictures and they would hang it up and buy. Like I won't really hear from them afterwards until they come back a year or two later. Like, you know, those people that come back every year because they just love pictures and want to take their relationship further. But right. That was like the end of the session. And I was like, okay, this is really cool. This is really amazing. So I love vision boards. Like I was always into them. And I think it's really cool, but like, it's not going to help you solve the problem if you have a problem. Like, you got into a fight with your partner. Now what? What's it going to do? So I was just like looking and keeping my eyes open for what else I could do with the couples. Like, I was not interested in going back to school. Like, fed up of high school, you know, fed up of college. Like, I was done with it. So I was like, okay, let me see what else. So I'm not going to go and be like one of those therapist situations who like get certified something online without knowing what they're doing. I'm not here to mess up more people. So when I heard about this CJA thing, this Creative Journal Expressive Arts, I really liked it because the like the coach or the instructor who's doing it doesn't even have to know what is going on in the client's journal. So you're literally just like let your body lead you to open up what you're ready for and what you're not ready for. So I was like, okay, this is cool. Here I know like the person is being protected by their natural like self and they're not, I'm not going to harm them more. And I went into it. I went to get training. Then it was good that I finished my degree because in order to do that, you have to have a BA ready. So that was great. And then I went to get trained in that. And while it helps for all different things, literally emotional, physical, like trauma from the past, whatever it is, I was like, I'm going to mix this in with the photography because that's what I want to do. And I now incorporate it together with the photo shoot. So we do a few sessions before the photo shoot and then a few sessions afterwards. And then you have actual skills to go and do when you like learn and you don't get stuck when you get into a fight anymore.
Right. So basically like in the beginning, you say you do kind of like, do you do kind of like an assessment kind of thing before you do the session? Or is it more of just, it's just like all journaling in the beginning and after?
So in the beginning, we focus more about like where they are right now. I'm a very big believer in that. Like you have to know what you're up to, right? And what they want their relationship to look like. So there's two people and there's the relationship. So you have to work with all parts. Different people might have different views exactly of what they want in the relationship. But hopefully if they're in the relationship together, there's at least a lot of common things that they want. So we do all sorts of journaling and art activities like clay and painting to like define that, really like tone in on what emotions, how they want their relationship to look, what they want to constantly feel like. So that way when we get to the actual photo shoot, then you could go and bring out that emotion at the photo shoot, right? We already like journaled about it, how else and when else and all those sort of things. And then comes the photo shoot. And then after the photo shoot, we journal with the actual picture because your mind is very visual. So seeing the picture is like, okay, this is clear. This is possible. It's not just like a hypothetical thing. I'm always in love, but rather this is a picture of what I always want. And we journal and do activities with that picture itself.
Okay. And then I'm probably going to ask you 5,000 questions, but so another degree, right? And that was focused on like the journaling and stuff. Is that something if you want, like, let's just say somebody wanted to get into this, right? Even though you created it, somebody wanted to get into something like this, like would they have to go to college, you know, get a degree and things like that to get something? Obviously they have to know photography. But you know, if someone's interested in something like that, you know.
Yeah. So to do CJEA, you have to be certified. It's not like a degree. It's like a certification by Dr. Lucia Capocchione, the one who made up the method, not me. So that's like all her rules and whatever she says about that. So in order to do that, you need to have a BA. If not, she like works with you privately extra. So if you don't, like, don't get turned off by that. There's just, you'll just have to do some extra work. And then you go to do this certification by Dr. Lucia Capocchione. Google her online. She has all the information really clear on her website.
Okay. I'll have to have you send me the link for all that, you know, for like if you have a website and all that stuff, and we'll make sure that we put it in this episode as well too. I don't want to forget to have you do that.
Okay.
And then hold on. There was more questions I have.
Ask as many as you want.
So the beginning, have you noticed, because I personally am, it's kind of funny because I was thinking about this in the aspect of like a behavior specialist. Okay. So I am like super observant about people's body language, their facial expressions, like how they show emotion to every people. You know what I mean? Like I'm totally, totally into that. And I have seen, you know, several couple of photos where I'm like, they're not in love. You know, I mean, like, it just, I mean, I'm not even joking you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Just, whoa, like, no, you know what I mean? Either she's looking at him, like, with these, like, sad eyes, or he's, like, not even looking, like, he's just looking like he's made to stand there. You know what I mean? And, like, it just, I've seen, I have personally seen, and maybe, you know, I'm sure there's thousands of people out there, too, you know, that see a lot of emotion in a picture. And it's just so crazy because I was just watching even a live video too, and just watching this girl and her inner, well, this, her wife, you know, this wife and husband. And I was watching like her facial expressions as she was talking to her, as her husband was talking, and she was making these like nasty looks. And I'm like, whoa, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, the emotion is just like totally shining through. And like, as you're talking, I'm just thinking like, people probably seriously see so much emotion in those pictures, and they probably get so much out of it. So that's why I think that is like so unique what you do, because I know personally, you know, that would be a great therapy session for someone, you know, that really is struggling, because you go back, you look at how you're looking at each other, how you're holding each other, standing next to each other, you know, like I was talking about the behavior part of it. And, you know, and like you said, you journal and then you reflect on what you see there. And I think that that's a very, I mean, I've never heard of that before. And I think that is like super amazing. And, you know, anybody that is like looking, I guess, like for people who are in a relationship right now, do you specifically work with couples that are struggling in their relationship? You know what I mean? Like, do you usually, I'm not saying that you target those people, obviously, but do you find more often that you get, you're getting couples that are struggling? You know, is it that usually always the case, or do you have like a mix, you know, where they're happy and they just want to bring more light to the relationship, or what do you, what do you see most often?
Yeah, so totally a mix. Actually, like my favorites are the ones that are, they're like in, within like their first 3 years of their relationship, because then it's like, or like right after they got married, they're still in like the very honeymoon state style. So it's a lot of fun because then they really know, you know, like when you get married and you have like this like dreams of what you're going to do and what you're going to be like, and you're much more like open to these things. So it's a lot of fun. So totally love those, but ones that are like having difficulty, there's a challenge, we do much more deep work. So I do both. Yeah. And going back to what you just said about the emotions of our pictures, that is actually what got me into relationship photography, because before that I was doing all sorts of photography, right? Modeling, lifestyle, all different things. And the part that I liked most about the photography was the fact that you're able to see the real emotions in it.
Right.
And when it's a couple, you see the emotions most, right? Versus if it's just one person, yeah, obviously you see emotion, but like a couple I found really interesting. So that is literally how I got into it. It's funny how you mentioned it.
Yeah, no, that's, you know what I mean? I just think it is. I think it's like a therapy session, but a photography session, and you get to, you know, experience like all these cool things. You know what I mean? It's just, it's so cool. I love it.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. So let me think, what's some other things that we could, benefit the audience here.
So you will benefit the audience. I think what best is just to like real benefit. I like to like people walk away and not just say, hey, that was interesting, but actually they could do something is you could try this yourself. You don't have to go to a photographer to get this picture.
Right.
Like just take a picture from, let's say, your wedding or a trip that you took together where you really felt like that emotion, that connection, that love that you want. And then you're going to want to journal about it using your two hands, okay? Because the way we journal is we want to use our non-dominant hand to access the emotions, okay? So, yeah, because the non-dominant hand is the right, accesses the right side of the brain, which is the emotional part of the brain. So we'll want to take is like a plain paper, no lines, just plain paper and two color markers, if not two color pens or something, you know, just like have fun. And the way it works is anything that you think logically is with your dominant hand. Anything that you're not thinking is with your non-dominant hand. So questions go with your dominant hand because you're thinking about the question. And just talk to the picture, like have a dialogue with the picture that's in front of you, okay? So you could start with like, who are you, okay? Just like write that with your non-dominant hand and answer with your non-dominant hand, this is my awesome relationship, or whatever comes out, right? When you write with your non-dominant hand, you don't think. And then go back to your dominant hand. How do you feel? An answer with your non-dominant hand. Why do you feel this way? Answer with your non-dominant hand. What's stopping me from feeling this way? When do I feel this way? How else? Like, continue your dialogue going back and forth between your right hand and your left hand, your dominant hand and your non-dominant hand, asking and answering the questions. And you might be really surprised at what comes up. Like, maybe all you have to do is do a specific type of thing with your partner and you'll feel that love much more. Or say specific things, or tell him about something that's bothering you, or working up something from the past, or maybe take her somewhere, or whatever it is. And you might like just be able to get that emotion that you're looking for.
Well, that's it. That's actually really interesting. Cause I went to, I got my degree in psychology too. So, you know, I know somewhat about the brain and whatever. That was like 6 years ago, but, you know, it's, I didn't know that much about the left and the, you know, your dominant and your non-dominant hand, but it makes a lot of sense because like, I'm seriously, I'll just admit it. I'm an extremely emotional person and it's just,
are I was
just
born.
I'm not a lefty. And that was like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's kind of funny because I would think that like I would be, because I thought that that's like, that would be the connection, you know, and I'm not, like, I'm strong right-handed. So it's just weird because like, I feel like maybe I should be writing my emotions down more often with my left hand.
Yeah. Because you're left, you know? Right. Because of the, every side, the, each side of the brain is in charge of the opposite side of the body. Right. So when you write with your left hand, you'll like have direct access to that emotion. You should try it. You might like surprised. Let me know how it goes after that.
Yeah. Cause I'm really big into meditation and yoga. And I always like, if I have like a really, really like an awakening experience or something really cool that happens to me when I'm doing it, I always, you know, journal it. And I really want to try writing it with my left hand because I want to see if like more stuff comes out. I'm just curious.
So cool. Yeah, really. And like, don't think about it. Just do it without thinking about it.
Right.
And like, you might get something really interesting.
I know. That's so cool. I didn't know. So, so you do this, is this like a full time, you do this full time, right?
Yeah, I do this full time. Yep.
Okay.
Together with podcasting and other things.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And your, tell us about your podcast a little bit.
So my podcast is all about relationships because that is what I do, right? Mm-hmm. And the way it works is I get people who either work with relationships, like other marriage experts, or everyday people who have extraordinary relationships and why their relationship is so extraordinary. Just picking their brains, finding it out, hearing about their challenges, hearing about their excitements, what they did, what didn't work, and how they think other people could do the same. So yeah, real tips and tools to make your relationship extraordinary.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think you're the first person to come on here that focuses on relationships. So I think that's really cool.
Really? Because there's so many. I was like, hey, yeah. My podcast, no, but I love it. And I know that my audience loves it. So I know that it is. But I remember in the beginning, I was like, do we need another relationships podcast? So cool to know that I was the first one on there.
Yeah, yeah. You're the first one on here to do anything involved in relationships. So that's why I'm like super excited that you have such a unique, you know, thing to offer for the audience. So, I keep saying so. I'm trying to think. I know we got other things we can talk about. Let's talk about I'm trying to keep it within 30 minutes because everybody likes to listen for about 30 minutes. So let's think here. You have I'm assuming you have a studio you work out of, or do you work out, how do you, conduct your business, I guess? Cause do people come into your office, you work from home? How do you do that?
Okay. So I'm messing up my words. The sessions, the CJA sessions, the journaling parts, are either done over Zoom or in my office. One of the two, that way I could have people from all over the world. And then the photo shoots are done outdoors. So either I travel to them, they travel to me. If for some reason they live across the world and I can't get to them, especially now during Corona, then we find other ways for them to just get pictures, even just go to a different photographer, and then we work from there. So, but I personally, I love outdoor photo shoots best. So an actual studio I don't have. I have all the lighting, all the equipment, and I take it with me wherever I go, or rent a studio if I need one. But I much prefer outdoors. I find it much more natural and very relaxing in a certain way.
Oh yeah, totally. I love nature. I'm a huge tree hugger, so I get it. I would much rather be outside than inside. It's totally cool. So you're still in New Jersey right now, right?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's where people can find you. And you have a website?
I don't have an actual website. The best way to contact me would be to go to lifepicksrelationships.as.me. If not, social media, Life Picks Relationships, you'll find me everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have you send me all that stuff so we can get the links in the episode so everybody can have that information. Because I think you're probably going to find people that are going to be, contacting you from this because, like I said, this is a very – I personally do not know anyone that does anything like you do. So, I mean, just so you know. I mean, maybe you know more people, but I really do not. You're the first person I know that does anything like this. So I think it's really cool.
I mix them together, right? So I know people who do photography. I know people who do journaling, but together. Yeah, that's what happens when I take two passions together. Actually, I hated journaling, you should know, my whole life. I was never into it. I never didn't like things. I liked art, right? Like I said, I studied art in England. But when I saw what it does and the answers you get from writing with your non-dominant hand, I was like, okay, this is way too cool. I can't not like it.
Yeah, of course. And you work with relationships of all different ages, right? Do you work with even elders, people there? Do you not really have people?
Much less, but of course. Yeah, sure. Oh my goodness. Yeah, there was what was the oldest? 72 or something.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it is really cute. Maybe they're older, even closer to 80. I have to remember. I don't remember their exact age. Heaven. They were those were also really, it was a really cute couple, that one, the oldest one that I worked with. They were really in love and they just wanted to continue that. Mm-hmm. So it was just cute, and they just had their picture everywhere and sent it out to all their grandchildren, you know.
That's so adorable. I love that. I love old people. No offense anyone out there, but I do. I really do. They're fun.
I was if my relationship is like that when I'm that old, we're in great shape.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I feel. That generation is just, that's where all the good relationships were, all in that age group. They all just got married and stayed together.
Yeah, actually this one, they both had their spouses died from illnesses. So it was their second relationship. Mm-hmm. And they were still real, and they were like in really good together with each other, and like the families got along. Like literally, it was like perfect, ideal situation.
That's so cute.
But they still wanted to keep it. They were like worried that like it might, mm-hmm. not worried that it might not, but they wanted to like take it even further, I should say. Yeah.
So, do you have any specials going on right now, or any events coming up? Anything that might be beneficial for the community?
Yes, they could do another side thing that I didn't even say about, but anyone who's into relationships and wants something else mm-hmm. mixed in together with this is what I've done something called, I put together an online relationship course. It's called Genius Relationships. And because of Corona, there is a major special going on now. I don't even know the exact number. I think it's I don't know. Could go to geniusrelationships.com and see it. What I'm talking about.
Yeah, totally.
Check that out there. Okay. Me and numbers and math and I won't remember that with my memory, but you'll see it on there. It's great.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and you said you don't have a website, but you got social media and you have the other. And what was the website again?
This one is geniusrelationships.com.
geniusrelationships.com. Okay. And like I said, everybody that's listening, I will put all her links and, social media, all that stuff connected to this episode. And Esty, I do not have any other questions or anything else for you right now, unless there's something that you really wanted to say or talk about. I'm totally down. We can even go for another 30 minutes if you want to.
I love talking to you. I must say that much. Maybe you'll want to come onto my podcast.
I totally would. Oh my gosh. I'm a talker, so it's cool.
Okay. We will have to arrange something about that. Well, thank you for having me. It was just great talking to you.
Yeah, of course. And we will do more episodes together because this was a lot of fun. And now I have this sweet ass microphone. So
awesome sound quality. I really like
it. Right. All right, girl, I will talk to you soon. I'm super happy you came on today.
Thank you.
All right, bye.